So how are you feeling today with this event underway?
I think it's going to be great. That, it should be fun.
As a family, you've been able to celebrate, of course, so much internally over the years of Ted's legacy. But to see this physical symbol of it, is how moving is it?
Oh, it's great. And we watched the statue being created in clay. Mm-hmm. Then it gets cast in a bigger size.
Right.
And so we've seen it from sort of start to finish, and we go up and sort of say, well, smile's not quite right, or this, that. You know, make adjustments.
Right.
So we watched it grow and turn into Ted.
And are you obviously thrilled with the finished product? I know other families who have had likenesses done and have told me about this process, about what expression did you hope it would reflect of the many that he had?
Oh, to pick up as much of his character as you could. And I think it's turned out very well.
Is there a way you can...
I've seen the finished.
Is there a way you can describe the character based on the bronze statue? Is it
defiant? Workaholic?
Is it defiant? Is it joyful? Is it how would you characterize that?
Thoughtful, a bit, versus some, you know, in the middle of a big laugh or something.
Right.
And we didn't let them forget that he always had files with him.
So how is that?
I mean, they used to go everywhere.
Well, sure, but is that part of the statue that we... I know we'll all see it later, but I'm just trying to get this
Yeah,
kind
he
of...
does have his files with him.
Does he? what was it like for you? I just ask this because many of us are very much aware of the relationship, you know, he had with those who worked with him, the executives, the bankers, the business community over the years, and there's so much of his character that is reflected in their stories about his tenacity, his relentless pursuit of whatever it was he was involved in. I just wonder, from your perspective, what it was like for you to be alongside those many characteristics that would fluctuate from, you know, wild imagination to, I don't know, restful reflection.
Well, I think he loved a challenge. If someone said something couldn't be done, that was definitely what was going to be done.
Right.
And he loved innovation and new things. Like when we got married, there really wasn't cable.
Yeah.
Then when that came about, he instantly jumped onto that one.
Sure.
And then when the cellular phones became a possible reality, he was in on the ground floor of that because he liked new technologies and innovations. That was interesting.
And speaking of innovation, can you share with us, if you remember, when he and you then were first introduced to the notion of the Internet in those early days? Because I'm very aware that he would have tried to figure out where that's going and how you plug into it. But can you remember those kind of conversations?
He wasn't a techie himself, but I think he realized it had a great future and was a thing that was coming.
Right.
And he always said from many years ago, even really before cellular phones, that there would be a phone that would hardly be bigger than a pen. You just slip in your pocket.
Right.
And back then people would say, so, really? That can't be.
No, I know.
But now, I mean, things are getting smaller and smaller. Also easier to lose because they're small.
Yeah.
But so the technologies have evolved so quickly, really.
But he was also quite honest in his interpretation of the application of some of these devices. I remember hearing him on many occasions saying, you know, the executive world is going to almost regret this ability to respond instantaneously because there's no time for reflection and to be careful in your response. And I think he was quite aware of that.
I think that's true. And sometimes you could fire off an email and later think, ooh, that was not a very nice one, or
right,
I should have worded it a little differently, or I now see the guy's point, but I've already replied.
Yes.
And there is that against these modern technologies.
Yeah. Well, I've always been fascinated by his recognition of the internet and where it was going. I clearly remember interviewing him because I was at CFRB for many, many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And
his father's station.
Yes, of course. And he came in one day with the children. They were young, and we sat down and talked. And I asked him at that time to describe what he saw and what his vision was, and he did start to go down what he described as the information highway. I remember myself just being so confused about what that might look like, because he was using the term, but I didn't quite get it yet. I'm not sure he did either. That's why I'm asking, you know, when did he finally get onto it? He would just say, you know, you'll travel around the world and you'll be able to walk down streets, and you know, now I know he was describing Google Earth and Street View, but I don't know if he actually saw that before we did, but
I think he saw things like that coming. That's exactly how they'd be put together, invented, or, you know.
Right.
I don't think he'd known that particularly, because he wasn't an engineer, but I think he realized an end result like that would come.
And then just as we conclude here, because the statue is at the Rogers Center, his interest in sports and the pursuit of the Blue Jays, and describe to us, you know, how that came about and how he saw that fitting into the picture.
Yeah, well, I think really when the Blue Jays looked like they might be moved to the States, he thought we should keep a team here. Mm-hmm. And it was one of the main reasons for acquiring it. Also that with the television stations and radio stations, and doing a lot of sports reporting and stuff, that it was a natural to have your own team, to since you had all the outlets for doing those things. Mm-hmm. And he just felt it was a natural fit to the company in that sense. And then he became, once we had the team, of course, he became even more interested in the Blue Jays.
Mm-hmm.
And he really loved it. We'd go to the openers and this and that. And then when they acquired the dome,
mm-hmm.
so the Blue Jays actually owned their home, it all fell together very nicely.
So what do you think he would make of the bronze statue today?
I think he'd be surprised in some way, sort of me type of reaction. But I think he'd like it.
Yeah. Well, it's a wonderful way to immortalize his legacy, isn't it?
Yeah. No, it really is.
And good to talk with you.
Well, thank you.